we just don't have enough jail cells for our criminals. That's the story today. Jenna Fifi-Oman discovered this in the Daily Telegraph, and now the Department of Corrective Services has authorised the erection of demountables in at least one of our major jails. And prison officers are saying the overcrowding is becoming dangerous and they want some action from the government. Now, remember, the new bail laws come into effect in a couple of weeks. So you'd think over the next few months that the jails are going to get even more full than they are now. Anne Gardner is the General Secretary of the Public Services Association, which includes the Prison Officers Vocational Branch. She's on the line. Anne, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
With the overcrowding, is it becoming a dangerous level? Is that what you're hearing?
Look, it's been at a dangerous level for a little while now, and it's just a surprise that the government hasn't properly planned for this.
Does it not make sense to open at least one of these jails that have been closed?
Look, I mean, that would seem reasonable to me, but we need to have, a proper sit down, look at what's available, consult with the prison officers and the other staff who work in there, and then decide, which jail needs to be reopened, how many, how we're going to plan into the future for new jails. So none of this has been done.
No. I mean, is it purely about money? Is that what you think?
It's purely about money.
Yeah.
But it's very short-term thinking, and we're seeing this happening with a lot of public services in New South Wales. Mm. Everything's about a quick dollar. Well, a quick dollar is fine, except if you're planning for the future, you need to look to the needs for the future. You can't close Parramatta, Kirkconnell, Berrima, and downgrade Grafton at a time when the population's increasing, when the use of illegal drugs is increasing, when the issues of mental health are increasing to a point that the biggest mental health facility now in New South Wales is attached to Long Bay Jail. I mean, these are all the sorts of factors that need to be considered, and we haven't had an opportunity on behalf of prison officers to put forward all these views.
Yes, well, I'd imagine there's little worse for a prison officer than chock-a-block jails, overcrowding, and you'd think, as I mentioned earlier, with these new bail laws coming into effect, that problem's going to become worse in the very near future, not the distant future.
Well, that's what prompted me to write in the end. I realised that, there's all these things happening. This perfect storm is being created, and there's no attempt to release more funding for the service to look at proper answers. It is not a proper answer in a first world country like ours to build demountables and put them in the exercise yard, thereby reducing the free space that the prisoners have, creating an environment where they're angrier, where they no longer have, even if you put a demountable in, you no longer have the amount of education or work on site to accommodate that increase.
I just hear demountables, I instantly think of what I used to sit in for some school lessons from time to time. I can't imagine, even though they can be quite sizeable, that they're going to be anywhere near as effective as a prison cell.
No, that's right. And they're going to take up the free space that's used for other purposes, whether it's education, whether it's a whole range of other things, to plop them in the middle of these facilities that haven't been designed for this, that don't have the support services to go with it. It's a recipe for disaster. And our prison officers and other staff who work in the jails have already had their workers' compensation rights, very significantly impacted. So that I was listening before, you were talking about disability pensions.
Mm.
Well, it's really disturbing to know that some of our people who've been injured in protecting the people of New South Wales are now on disability pensions because the workers' comp system abandoned them. So there's a whole range of matters that need to be considered, because simplistic answers that we're getting from the government won't suffice in this situation. We need a proper long-term plan with a cost benefit, and we need funds released immediately. We need consideration to reopening Kirkconnell and to upgrading Grafton to be done immediately. And I only referred to those two jails because, as far as I'm aware, Parramatta and Berrima have effectively been sold off. Mm. Parramatta, of course, would be the preferable option because it's not just about what a bed. It's about, is it minimum security? Is it high security?
Mm.
What are the facilities required around it? And none of this is being properly considered.
Indeed. So are you getting anywhere with the government on this, or is it a closed book?
Well, I did receive a letter yesterday from the Commissioner, but he's saying he wants to commence discussions on the things that the government's planned. We want to start with a clean slate. This is a very complex matter. Our members are very concerned, and we want to start with a fresh slate, and we want money to be released immediately by the government so that the management inside the prisons, they can't do a loaves and fishes. You know, we need some funding, proper funding, and then proper decisions can be made. What's been put forward so far are band-aid solutions that are more suitable for a third world country. And in this state, you know, we're doing particularly well compared to other states. Our budget's in surplus.
Yes.
This isn't appropriate.
Well said, Anne. I appreciate your time this morning. I think it's an issue that needs to get an airing, and as you say, at least have some people sit down and try and map out a long-term plan, because at the moment the problems are in the short term. We need a fix for it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Anne Gardner, General Secretary, Public Services Association, that do look after prison officers and the Prison Officers Vocational Branch.